Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Yeah, we do have a new Christmas wish for you this morning. There will be a mascara alert, like always.
Yep.
We also have our interview with Why Don't We at Jingle Ball from last week. We'll catch up with the guys, see what's going on with them. And we got your Christmas present, a little early present for you from the Kid Nation Christmas tree. That's coming up in about 30 minutes. We'll have you call in. You just claim them. You can go check out what we have left over at KidNation.com. But right now, we want to hear about that good news.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy.
From the actual news, there's this guy named Spencer Slayton who raps under the name Half Empty.
Okay.
And he was playing this lady named Rosalind Gutman on Words With Friends. And they played for a while, every day for 5 months. And he put up a tweet the other day and said, "So last summer I randomly met this 80-year-old woman on Words With Friends. We played 300-plus games together, and she actually ended up becoming a good friend of mine. Today, I go to Florida and meet her in person."
Oh, nice.
And he did.
Cool. That's cool.
He went down there, and they met each other. They had lunch on Friday. She showed him around her neighborhood. And as of yesterday, the tweet had more than 1 million likes and was retweeted more than 240,000 times.
That's so cool.
That is. They'll be on Ellen tomorrow. She'll give both a car or something.
So people can actually get along playing Words With Friends. This is news to me.
Yeah. He was very impressed with her because early in the game, she played the word fat, P-H-A-T.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's all good.
That's pretty cool.
And then he threw an F-bomb in there, and she thought that was pretty funny, so they become friends.
Oh, my.
If he can teach her how to rap, he can feature her. He can feature her on a rap song. Yeah.
If she raps on one of his songs, that would make him blow up.
Yeah.
But we also want to hear from you, Kid Nation, and your good news. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Including this one from the Total Wireless text line. "After 2.5 years in foster care, we are finally adopting our son on Thursday."
Aww.
I won't reveal your name because there's a secret involved in this one, but it starts with an H. "My best friend is being proposed to today, and I get to help surprise her. So excited."
Yay. Okay, every girl's name starts with the letter H.
Well, that's the friend. The friend.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Every girl who has a friend named H thinks she's getting engaged.
Right, exactly. And most girls know a girl with an H.
Yeah, Heather.
And then this one came in, and I don't know if they're connected, but good news, you guys. I found out that my boyfriend has been secretly planning to propose to me.
Oh,
yay.
No.
Don't ruin it.
Why would you want to know?
Yeah.
People don't like to be surprised anymore.
To get her back, we're not very good at hiding stuff, so she probably stumbled upon it, maybe. Or she was slightly doing the slight snooping.
I wonder if my ex-wife knew I was going to propose. I tried to surprise. I went and shopped for the band. I went and shopped for the diamond. Had them put together.
Uh-huh.
And, had the nice dinner. Wasn't really a reason for the nice dinner, but a nice dinner at the hotel, restaurant. I don't think she did.
It's just so fun to not see it coming.
I know.
What?
Yeah.
My wife says she didn't know. And she looked surprised when I proposed. And I believe her. Because she's like, "Well, it had already been 7 years, so I figured we were just going to be a
common law.
Yeah, common law.
You know, I was surprised when she filed for divorce.
I'm sorry, buddy. Well, it was your
fault.
Y'all
had been living apart for 3 years. Surprise.
Yeah, you had a girlfriend already.
Surprise.
Hey, Brandon, how's it going?
Pretty good.
There he is.
Oh, the phones weren't working.
What's up, Brandon? All right, Brandon, what are you feeling good this morning?
I'm finally dating the girl I've been crushing on since second grade.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Wow. So you just ask her out?
Yeah, well, I finally saw her on Bumble one day, and I was like, "Well, I'll hook her up on Facebook," because I swiped right, but she didn't respond. I was like, "I'll hook her up on Facebook," and then our second date will be Saturday.
Congratulations. Wow,
that's a good sign.
Is awesome.
So what do you do on your first date with your crush from
second grade?
It was actually kind of weird because she has a 6-year-old right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I actually visited with her and her son and her family, which is kind of a weird first date. But since we are kind of new each other, just kind of getting to know each other and dating, it was kind of weird.
You're meeting adult versions. You guys should like finger paint and like take a nap together.
Oh my goodness.
Take a nap. Okay.
Like back in the day, you know.
Is the first kiss going to be weird or was it?
Have you had the first kiss yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Her whole family was there, so kind of.
So this is the date for it.
Yeah, probably so.
Oh, well, don't put pressure on Brandon.
No pressure, but
yeah, if it happens, it happens, right, Brandon?
Yeah, well, I was planning on trying, but...
Yeah.
Report back and let us know how that first kiss goes.
Yeah, right?
Second, okay?
After that long, the first kiss has got to be like...
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
It's
more awkward when she wants you to go for it and you don't, though.
Sure.
All right, we'll check back with Brandon tomorrow. We'll put him on hold here, see if he follows through with the kiss, because he's planning on it. Yeah. We're not pushing him to do it. He's
if
planning.
The timing's right.
Right.
Don't force it if it's not natural.
Chimay.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Awesome. You got some good news for us?
Yeah. A few months ago, my boyfriend and I moved a couple states away from where we were living, and it's just been really hard trying to find a house down here, and there's not a lot for rent. So we've been staying in extended stays, and finally last week we found a house, and we got moved in. Most of our stuff was in storage a few hours away where our family lives, so it hasn't really felt like home yet, but yesterday... His boss called us and said that the company was going to get together and they bought us all a Christmas tree and they're giving us $100 to go buy Christmas decorations and ornaments to kind of make the house feel like home.
That is so really cool. Nice.
That'll help a lot.
That's really nice. We're good boss.
Yeah.
Good company.
It was great.
That is so awesome that they're taking care of you guys like that. Make you feel at home. You guys have a Merry Christmas. Ooh, this looks like fun.
It does?
Yeah, it does. Hey, Seth. No, it's Seth. I went to the wrong one, I think. Nope, I went to the right one. Hi, Heather. Sorry about that. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hey.
All right, you're going to have some fun with your girls, huh?
Yes, I am. First off, I just want to say that I listen to you guys every morning, and I love every single one of you, and I'm so excited. My heart is, like, beating out of my chest talking to you.
Thank you, Heather.
Love you.
What's your good news?
Yeah, I have been friends with two of my girls since we were like 13, and this Thursday we are leaving to go on a cruise to the Bahamas. Just us, no kids, no husband, just a girlfriend's cruise, and I am so excited.
Nice. Nice. That's nice, girl.
Yeah, you guys are going to have fun. How many of you are you going in? How many?
Just the three of us.
Just three of you guys.
There you go.
I feel like that's a movie right there.
Yeah.
Love the Bahamas. You're going to have so much fun.
Yeah. Is that where the pig beach is, Jenna?
Yeah. I mean, the Bahamas are big chain of islands. It depends on where you go. Not Atlantis. They're in the Exumas.
Oh, okay. Maybe one day we can get down to the pig beach.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't want to go, Kelly?
Have fun.
Yeah. Well, it's not just the pig. It's the prettiest place ever.
Yeah, see, it's the prettiest place ever.
Pretty pigs.
Pretty pigs. Pretty pigs. Speaking of pigs, coming up next, you guys.
Speaking of pigs.
Oh, I'll tell you why.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
You could possibly buy your very own pig if you want.
Really?
Yeah. If you're looking for that perfect Christmas present for your loved ones.
Wow.
Well, don't go to the stores.
No.
We got your back. We search Craigslist and we find the best gifts for you and your family. Including pigs, possibly.
There you go.
And we also, speaking of presents, have our Christmas tree and we have presents under that. We'll give you a chance to claim yours coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Our Why Don't We interview coming up in about 20 minutes.
Got it.
Also, your chance to win a present from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree. That's coming up in about 13 minutes, a little bit less than that. We'll hook you up. But, you know, if you don't win this Kid Nation present, it's all good. Because
we got you, fam.
We found you some great deals. It's time for our Craigslist Christmas.
Oh, I didn't warm up.
Sing along.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
Oh, I teased you with pigs, and I will deliver those pigs.
Bring it.
Juliana Pigs. Give the gift they'll never forget.
Oh.
Juliana Pigs. We have bottle babies.
Oh.
Several colors to choose from.
Oh, they're so cute.
An adult should be the size of a Cocker Spaniel, I think.
Oh.
25 to 35 pounds is as big as these guys get.
Ooh, they're the cute ones.
That's the pictures on Kid TV.
Do not text or email. The only pigs that will be sold are those who call directly.
Those look like royal dandies.
Wow.
Those are the little ones.
I would
so cute.
I would 100% get a pig.
How you is your poo compared to dog poo?
It's like poo.
Yeah, but yeah. You know the hardest part? I've done a lot of research on this.
Yeah.
They have to be kept. They're way harder than puppies, than doggies.
Oh,
you have to, when they're little like this, you have to keep their body temperature really warm. So you have to buy a heat lamp.
They're cuddlers.
Sometimes they pass
just
away.
Skin, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You have to keep them really warm for a while.
$250 if you want one of these pigs.
So adorable.
What if I surprise my family with that?
JC.
Oh, they make that little noise.
Have you had enough death in your family with animals?
And hearing their little hooves?
But this would be a baby animal.
Yeah, the last exotic animal you brought home.
Oh, yeah.
Well, squirrels are not exotic, and he was a rescue. And
he was a flying squirrel, but that's exotic.
And that cat that you had to give away?
That cat's a serial killer now.
Amigo's now roaming the neighborhood.
You told me. That cat's a killer.
Yeah, he been killing animals. Other animals.
Oh, boy.
You gotta tell everyone about Amigo later.
Apparently he turned bad. Well, he's been bad.
Well, JC, I got something that you might be interested in.
Oh, continue, okay. Big Al Mac.
It's a...
Oh, yes.
We gotta sing the same
song.
Yeah,
it's not a song.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
It's a tattoo starter kit.
Oh.
Great starter kit. Comes with two machines, one that can be used for shading and outlining, and the other one just for shading. 6 full bottles, brand new, of Star Bright. I'm assuming that's ink. Also comes with power supply, JC, a clip cord foot switch, and 3 boxes of King pin needles.
Wow.
Oh.
Firm, $250.
Firm.
Call Jim.
Jim.
Yeah, we'll call Jim. What you got, Kelly?
Well, moving back to animals.
Yeah.
How do you feel about bobcats?
Mm.
I'm talking dead and stuffed bobcats.
Oh,
they're pretty cool.
A beautiful, this thing is truly a work of art. It's a beautiful full-body bobcat taxidermy mount. The bobcat is posted up on a tree stump. While gazing, look, it is gazing off into the distance.
Oh, wow. That's...
So it's a bobcat with a thought, which makes it art.
Thinking bobcat.
Yeah.
And if bobcats could do glamour shots, this is what they would look like. They're only asking $1,000, but come on.
Now,
does it come with a picture of a boss, a Hoss and Biggin?
That's what I want.
I want Hoss and Biggin.
We're looking at the picture on KTV, and the bobcat's cool, but there's a picture of two gentlemen.
That's Hoss.
Behind them that is equally as awesome.
They're both equally as well.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that it's a pensive bobcat.
It's a very pensive bobcat, Kelly. Yeah.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
Whoa. Electric car, 2-seater Porsche, runs great.
Whoa.
Does not have a remote, functioning radio, sounds, lights, has 2 gears, forward and reverse.
Yeah.
Forward speeds are 2 miles and 5 miles per hour.
Wow.
Battery and charger in excellent shape. I've modified the car to have headlights and taillights for night use. So this is a large kid car.
Yeah.
But it's like... pretty big looking.
Pretty big.
At first,
looks
when I looked
big.
At the photo, it looked like a Porsche.
Yeah, I thought it was a real car.
I bought this for my son, 2015 Christmas. Now he uses his bike, and this just sits in the garage, $100 firm.
Wow.
It looks good, though.
That's what I always wanted as a kid.
An electric car.
One of those electric cars, and I bought my son one.
Right.
Or he got one last year.
Yeah.
And now he thinks he gets one every year for Christmas.
Yeah, his lease is up.
Yeah, so he's like, I wonder what car I'm getting this year. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Trading it in.
No, sir, you will not get that.
He wants that Aston Martin.
Who wants a bidet?
A what?
A bidet.
A bidet?
Yeah.
Sure.
Brand new, still in the box, Kohler bidet in white.
Oh, Kohler's name brand.
Yeah.
Get it in time for Christmas and make your wife happy.
Oh, my.
My husband did not like the water up his butt.
It's scary.
Wait,
at first.
Did she just not go from saying brand new in box to her
right?
Didn't like it?
I guess he probably tried it at a friend's house. I wouldn't want a bidet.
I don't want a bidet.
No, I don't want anything squirting me there.
So there's a sushi restaurant that has some toilet that has a bunch of buttons. Like you can choose front wash, back wash. I tried it.
Oh boy.
So pleasant.
Really?
I wasn't sure if I'd be into it. Really refreshing.
Yeah.
Really refreshing.
Now,
I don't know if it's like for multi, like everyday use, but I don't know. It's a little fun. You got to make sure you're positioned correctly.
Never leave the house.
Because sometimes, like, if it's too far forward, it just goes, like, out.
And I have so many bidet questions, Jenna.
Yeah.
And you being a veteran
I'm
now.
I'm a bidet expert, yeah.
Yes. How's the temperature of the water?
It's mild. It's tepid.
Okay.
It can be. Yeah. Not ice cold.
Uh-huh. And the water pressure's just fine?
Water pressure's intense.
Right. Oh, it is intense.
Yes.
Okay, that's why the dudes do not like.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when you finish with the bidet,
yeah,
do you dry off with toilet paper or
this
is there a towel?
This particular bidet I was on had a heating system.
Oh, wow. You blow dry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. What?
That's the best part.
It had a...
Yes.
A blower?
Very fancy.
It did. It had 8 buttons. I pressed all of them. It did at the works. I'm going to go back to this place and try it again.
I think that's the idea.
Yeah.
Selling point of the sushi restaurant.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
It's Al.
Me?
Yeah, Al Mack.
How about a chicken coop? Not just any chicken coop. It's for up to 6 chickens. Solid wood with radiant barrier to help with insulation. Includes a good-sized run.
Why are you reading it sexy?
This coop is damaged a little bit. It was blown over during a windstorm and then somewhat squished. The main structure is still good.
Yeah.
But just needs a little extra support to stand up straight. Man.
Chicken coop.
I love it.
A lot of people are into raising their own chickens right now.
They do not.
Very Hollywood.
Yes.
I think they're not good pets, though, are they?
Well, you raise them for their eggs.
Yeah.
People like to go out in the yard. It makes them feel, you know, in touch with nature.
And
if you go barefoot, you can ground yourself while you're doing it, collecting your eggs.
I used to have chickens. Mm-hmm. We didn't.
Then you slip in the poop.
So, L.A.
Yeah, my dog ate one of them.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate.
A chicken or an egg?
This is a questionable listing.
Okay.
I'm not sure how I feel about it. 100% silk, new, in plastic sheeting. They've got Mary Green robes, lingerie sets, scarves, miniskirts, metallic leggings, stripper outfits, full-body spandex ladies swimsuits, bathing caps, and platform shoes. Also real fur and fake fur, purses, and much more. All for the taking. Name your price. Let's make a deal.
Somebody gave up the dance life?
Call Christiane, and I'll give you the address so you can come take a look at what I have.
Hey, now. Christiane.
Christiane wants you to go see her?
I think Christiane's willing to model it all for you.
Christiane on the center stage.
Wow.
Christiane.
I don't know if I want to use...
What kind of Craigslist Christmas is this?
I don't know.
Sexy Craigslist.
She got Jetta.
Wanted. I actually have a wanted. They want to trade in this. They have a variety of things to offer in exchange. They want a bucket of oak acorns.
Okay.
$5 for 5-gallon buckets full of acorns, using them for growing more trees at their tree farm.
Oh, that's nice.
But they also buy Bobcat tires and rims, as well as Kubota. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah,
Kubota
yeah.
tires and rims. And they're offering Christmas trees that you can come cut yourself. Or freshly dug up trees that they have already gotten out for you.
Wow, tree farm. Okay.
So, lots going on here.
I like that.
Yeah.
If you just want to give them acorns.
I could use some Kubota rims for my backhoe.
You have a backhoe?
Yeah. Sure.
He got it off Craigslist last Christmas.
Got a backhoe? Everybody got a back front hole backhoe.
Now, it is Christmas. How would you like a holiday nativity scene?
Oh, those are appropriate.
I got pieces for sale, new and used. Baby Jesus got stolen. I'm not going to go buy a new one.
No.
Isn't that a thing?
Bad karma.
People steal baby Jesuses.
Yeah, you want baby Jesus?
Like, you want to go straight now?
Sweet 6-pound, 8-ounce baby Jesus. You can buy Mary for $15. Joseph for $15.
Why are you selling them separate?
I know, you can't.
I thought they came together.
They gotta go together, right?
Scene. Yeah.
You need used sheep. I got them, $15. New cows, donkeys, $32 each.
Wait a minute. The cows and donkeys are more than Mary?
Yeah.
And baby Jesus?
Oh, you want a new camel? $45.
What? That camel's hot.
Now, I told you the used sheep is $15. My new sheep is $24. I don't know what.
Right, so they're a couple feet and they light up.
Yeah. Plus, I also got lots of Santa, snowmen, and others for sale.
Hmm.
Call or text Charles. But not after 6 p.m. because I'm eating.
Yeah. Do not call after 6.
They get so testy.
I know.
Well, you know, you want to keep living life. The shop's not open all day, Kelly.
Collectible Harley Davidson, Barbie, and Ken dolls. Never out of the box. Smoke-free household.
Oh, that's good to know.
$75 each. Firm. If interested, I will meet you in Abilene, Texas. Do not call.
Don't call.
It says firm.
Firm.
All Barbies are firm.
Angry.
Firm.
Well, let's stay with the Harley Davidson theme.
Yeah.
New Harley Davidson underwear set. Only $10. It's new Harley Davidson women's Christmas underwear set in size medium. In the box with the original tag. Huh.
Well.
Wait, not used, right? You said not used?
It says in the box.
Okay.
The tag.
With original tag. So I'm guessing it's not
used. We have to assume.
They're nice panties.
But on the picture, it looks like it's out of the box. Maybe take it out of the box and take a picture and then put it back in the box.
So then you got to put handled panties.
Yeah.
Handled.
Handled, but not used.
Yeah, right, there you go. You got one more, Kelly?
I want underwear that people's paws have been on.
I know.
You know, people do these extreme bedrooms for their kids. This might be up someone's alley. It's it needs finishing touches, but it's originally $3,500, not including the artwork. It's a custom fairy tale castle bunk bed. Ooh. So originally $3,500, they're asking $650. It comes with two twin box springs, no mattresses. It's twin over twin. It also comes with paints and brushes to finish it. But he says, if I finish it, the price goes up.
Okay.
So apparently it's more of a DIY project, but it looks pretty close to completion.
It's kind
of
cool.
It looks really cool.
This person says, I also have a lime green rug I bought to go with the theme, asking $100 for that. It's 8x10, new condition.
That's a cool bed.
A lime green.
That's a fantasy bed for a child.
I mean, it literally takes up the entire bedroom.
Yeah, it's a twin bed, but it's shaped, it's a bunk beds, but it's shaped to look like a castle.
Like a castle.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. There you go. From your Craigslist Christmas presents that you have to purchase.
So much interesting stuff on there. Yeah.
To the free Christmas presents, we let you open early. You know, since mom and dad won't let you, we'll let you. If you give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And your caller number 17, you will get to pick from the remaining presents we have under the tree. You can go to KidNation.com to check what we have to offer.
All right.
And then you claim that when we come back next. And when we come back, why don't we? Kelly, you're a big boy band lover.
I am.
And you love these guys.
And I like happy boy band songs.
Now, this interview was with Kelly and part-time Justin, I believe.
Yes, yes.
So we will hear what craziness went down when they got to talk with the guys from Why Don't We next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, it's time to get your present from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree. And if you didn't win this hour, it's okay, because we'll get you in less than an hour again today.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, we're doing it every hour.
More gifts, more gifts, more gifts.
Every hour tomorrow. So we got plenty of chances. All right, let's get to our winner here. Laura, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Congratulations. You're caller number 17.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What are you up to right now?
I'm taking my son to school. Well, I was. I pulled over.
Oh, you were? Yeah.
Smart.
How old is
safe.
He? How old is your son?
My son is 5.
5 years old. What's his name?
Trenton.
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 Very cool name.
What's up, Trenton?
Yo, T. Yeah,
that's a cool name. Trent.
Yo, T. Yeah.
Trent. That's my dude, Trent, right there. All right, well, hopefully you got over to KidNation.com, Laura. You check out what we have left over. And now it's your turn to pick your Christmas present. What would you like to grab?
I want the droid.
You want the droid? You get the droid.
You got it.
We're hooking you up.
Describe the droid? God. What is the droid?
It's a R2-D2.
Like a little Star Wars thing. Okay.
We had one last year. Yeah, you had a little sample last year, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you on that one. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It is cool.
Big Star Wars fan. 5-year-old
boy, he might really like that. Yeah. Or his daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it for Trenton or for the dad?
Probably for Trenton, but his dad will probably play with it.
Exactly.
He's a child.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, you guys enjoy that droid, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Laura. You get Trenton to school, and hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your present.
Kaysen and Trenton should have a play date. They're about the same age.
Yeah, we probably could.
Yeah.
Kaysen's going to turn 6 in a few days.
Yeah.
Right.
Already 6.
First grade next year.
Missing teeth and everything.
Nice.
He's about to lose another one.
Oh, it's a big deal.
But I guess some kids call them weirdo because
I think he lost them before they did. So he doesn't want to lose it. He's trying to hang on to it as long as possible. I caught him trying to put some tape on it the other day.
I'm surprised he's not trying to yank it out to get the cash.
He did with the first two, and then he got called a weirdo.
My daughter has the first sign of a wiggle. She starts yanking on it and just twisting it, and it comes out too soon, and then she's got, you know, it got this big gaping hole, but she wanted the money.
That's right.
Well, she's a raspberry.
Yeah. She's pawning teeth.
Yeah, my son's got some money. He saved it up, and now he's putting tape on it because he doesn't want to look like, quote, a weirdo.
Aww.
And you're not a weirdo if you lose your teeth. You look like an adult almost.
Do you have
that means you're growing.
Do your kids have piggy banks yet?
Yeah, of course.
They do?
Yeah, yeah. They've had them.
Okay.
I think my son right now has more money than my wife and I do. He's doing pretty well. So we had Jingle Ball last week, our concert, and we've been bringing you the interviews from backstage, and we were splitting them off. Except Al only did one.
Yeah.
We're splitting them off. And this, the boy band we have to give to Kelly Raspberry. Because you love boy bands.
I do.
Your Backstreet Boys are your jam.
I'm unashamed. I love them.
And we gave Justin the other chair for that interview.
Yes, we're close. I did an event with him at a mall.
Yeah, so you're close to the guys. You already knew him. You guys are homies.
Yeah, they think I'm funny.
And you guys kicked off the interview with a really cool story from Zach. Because Zach was at Jingle Ball. Prior.
So, I think 2 years ago, me and my dad decided to go out to a Jingle Ball, and we got tickets.
Here.
So we got tickets behind the stage, so we couldn't even see what was going on.
And then you were on the stage.
And then now today we're on the stage.
Okay, well, you're leaving out part of your story, because I met your parents tonight in the VIP section, because you know that's where I like to hang. And they told me not only were you sitting almost behind the stage, before the show you were busking outside for tips.
I was. Yes.
That is such a huge story to go from busking for tips to on the stage tonight.
For anybody to hear me.
We've dreamed of playing an arena show, and this was our first one. So
tonight, all night, every time your picture flashed up on the screen, the screams. It's just like one of the biggest responses. Y'all are backstage, you don't get to hear a lot of it.
Yeah.
But the response has been really enormous.
No way.
And I think a lot of it is, do you give a lot of credit to YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Social media, just in general, like, it's so cool because we grew up with social media, and so that's like a big part of our lives, and it's really like our platform that we use to really like interact and talk to our fans and like just keep it so personal. And I think that's what's really cool, and it's cool for us too to be able to talk to them, and it's cool for them to be able to talk to us. So
Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, Musical.ly, what's your favorite?
Instagram.
Really quickly, bro, can I just say I can't grow peach fuzz, and the fact that you can grow that, like,
this man grew a golden beard.
Beard.
But anyways,
the glitter's actually natural.
It just grew like that.
That out natural. Yeah. Okay.
Can you tell me your secret?
But yeah, Instagram.
Y'all were blessed with beautiful voices. I was blessed with a beautiful beard.
Man, you all have such great hair.
It takes me a while.
It's just kind of like
who has the most hair products?
Probably Zach.
Zach has a lot.
He has pretty much every hair product you could own.
He has like a beautiful shelf up top.
Does he have like bunk beds in his room?
Full of hair products, yeah.
What bunk? He tucks them all in at night.
I mean, your family has room for all these guys to stay?
Yeah.
Somehow.
Making it work. It's
well,
they have, so cool.
They have a ping pong table too.
Oh my gosh.
What box, box of cereal do you have your eyes on?
That's Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
He had it in the Sprinter van this morning.
On the way here, I had a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
And,
that's good.
I mean, best way to start your day right there.
Not sponsored. What did you eat it in?
A Tupperware, like a plastic.
I don't even know what
that is.
Keeping
it real.
And, plastic spoon.
I don't even know what the Tupperware is.
I'm sorry, Zach's mom. I lost it.
It's a perfect size for milk and cereal too, in a Tupperware bowl. Yeah.
Just call it a plastic
life
bowl.
Hacks.
You said that so serious.
I don't know what
Well, I mean,
it's a
it is
perfect size.
Well, because you guys are a boy band, and the original they had labels on them. One was the serious one. One was the romantic one. The nerdy. The smart. The funny. Do y'all have those type of labels
in it? I'm the smart one.
Kind of.
The
smart one.
This guy is the very romantic one, I guess.
I would say so.
I'll take it.
Jonah, you're the romantic one?
I guess.
Okay, were you able to work your moves on Camila Cabello?
Well, you know, we said hi to her.
Oh, you said hi?
Yeah, it was pretty
Well, you'll
amazing.
Probably cross paths a lot on the Jingle Ball tour,
she smells.
She hugged us.
Yeah.
That's good.
She smells good. She said she likes Jack's hair, so.
Oh, Jack.
See, again,
Jack.
Back to the hair.
Oh, Jack.
She likes your hair. How do you feel?
Wow,
what about you, Zach?
I don't know. I sing.
He sings.
Zach is
the stud.
He's the stud.
Yeah, he's like the James.
He's a young, he's the stud. Young one. Can we pick on Zach for a little
while?
No.
Dude,
this man,
is he the youngest?
I'm down.
Because this is Zach every time in front of the camera. He like leans his head down and looks at.
He's got it.
Bro,
yeah.
He's got it down. And he drops his mouth just a little bit. He's like. And then you'll kill him with the lip lick. Do it for the camera.
It's literally just like a.
I think I just fell in love. Hashtag.
It's a bromance.
Jackery. Hashtag Jackery.
Well, follow Why Don't We. They're on every available social media platform that's available.
Yeah.
So follow them all and catch them on tour. I mean, what's the best place to buy tickets? Is it like whydon'twe.com? Why Don't We Music? What is it?
Why Don't We Music?
Why Don't We Music?
And you also follow Kid Nation and Kid Craddock Show.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Why Don't We Music / tickets?
I think you're the best people alive.
Yeah. All right, well, give it up for Why Don't We. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Halloween.
Happy Easter.
Silly boys.
Yeah. Nice. You nailed it, though, Justin, because there's got to be like a boy band school that you go to learn the looks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even Spice Girls, like you had Sporty, Baby, Scary, Ginger, like they all had their little labels.
Yeah, because I was trying to put it together. I was like, there's something about these, because they should be a group.
They got something special.
Yeah. And it's the look.
Yes, they did. They got the look.
That's cool, yeah.
Drop the mouth, open the eyes, and just look serious.
Yeah. Speaking of the looks, I think we can get a bunch of gifts from Jack's reactions.
Yes.
Yeah, Jack was making some funny faces while Justin was talking. So I think we're going to make some gifts out of that one.
All right, let's share them.
Well done, you guys.
Thank you. It's a lot of people.
I know.
A lot of them.
It's pretty hectic.
Yeah, interviewing five, six, seven people at a time. It's rough.
Yeah. It's more of a round table at that point.
Yeah. Why don't we?
Cool
guy. Yeah, oh yeah. Good. Especially after you talk to the guys and you see them, because they're still starting out, and you see them backstage.
So excited.
Yeah. And like they said, when they got to hug Camila Cabello, you see that they're still like us, basically. Yeah, yeah. They're still getting to know all the famous people, so
talk to their parents. That's fun.
Oh, their parents they're like, we don't even know what's happening. Yeah. It's just all happening so fast. And I told them, I was like, I think next year.
They're going to blow up?
I think so.
I think you're right.
I think so. Based on the reactions we're getting and looking at their social media, I think these guys are going to do very well next year. Well,
hopefully they won't forget us. You know how that happens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time we talked to Bieber?
When last time he was here?
Exactly. So, yes. So
about 10 years ago.
So, hey, it's all good. You got famous. You got to move on to bigger and better things.
Yeah.
But we're still good to them. Hey, let's do a little Does That Make Me Crazy? Why don't we? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I still think I have a shot at joining a boy band. Does that make me crazy?
Yes. Yes, it makes you crazy.
Yeah.
What would your label be? Would you be Romantic, the athletic one?
I want to be the goofy one.
Okay.
Yeah, the goofy. Oh, the athletic one would be fun, too.
You got to choose one.
A goofy one.
Okay, goofy.
I'm going to be the goofy one. Yeah, that's what I'd be. But these are the things you've always done or you wondered about.
Yeah.
And you think they're completely normal, Kid Nation. But you found out through your friends that you're crazy. So we'll let you know if you're crazy or not. We even have a Hall of Fame for you. We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We actually have a Christmas wish coming up in less than an hour.
Mascara alert.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and hold off on the mascara until after the Christmas wishes.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and say that.
Might as well.
We got your chance to pick your Christmas present from under our Christmas tree coming up in about 30 minutes. Got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in 20 minutes.
Yeah, we do.
So much to get to. But right now, let's find out if you're crazy or not, Kid Nation. It's time for the Does That Make Me Crazy. Big Al Mac, what is Does That Make Me Crazy?
I think my favorite of all time is when we had a listener call in that said that he likes to lick telephone poles.
Yeah, that's a weird
one. That one. That was
weird. Not to lick them. It was smelling.
He liked to smell them.
Was it smell them? Either way, I think it's pretty crazy.
If it's your favorite, you should get it right.
Those things that you do that you think are normal until somebody kind of pulls you to the side and says, hey, dog, that's crazy.
Yeah, there have been some crazy ones in the past. That's definitely weird.
Yeah.
This one is from the text.
Jonathan wrote us and said, when the phone rings and I don't recognize the number, I answer in a British accent, just in case it's a bill collector. Now, if it ends up being someone I have to talk to, I have to keep the accent the whole call.
Oh, no.
Does that make me crazy? Yeah. I like that.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
I think I'm going to have to adopt that one. But it's crazy.
Uh-huh.
It's cool crazy.
Will you just spontaneously break out in British accents?
Is she married now?
You can't help it.
Yeah, every time I say, is she married now or are they married now?
You're even doing it on a Christmas wish, but I can't bust you on a Christmas wish because it's
I remember that, Kelly.
It's real emotional. But then you go into your British accent now, and I'm like, I can't say anything.
Now? I wonder if it's because my DNA kit came back with all that British.
It is.
I don't know.
You heard it too.
I did. We didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to have to give you guys like a British horn or something to ring every time or a bell.
It's more your cadence of the way you're speaking and the words.
I can't help being British, Jenna. Did you get to smell it?
Hey.
Did you get to smell it?
I don't mean to.
I honestly do not mean to have an accent. It just. Did it ever get scary?
Would you like some tasty pudding?
Also from the text. I'm a barista, and when I picture every customer naked while I'm working. Never outside of work, though.
Not crazy.
Every person naked. Do you ever wonder like what people look like naked when you're talking to them?
All the time.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Have you wondered what we look like naked?
I mean, I've seen you, and I've seen everyone in here naked-ish.
Yeah. You've seen the most out of Big Al, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't nothing to hide up here.
Kelly and I shared a hotel room, so I've kind of seen Kelly naked. I'm sure she's seen me naked.
Yeah, we've changed clothes and clothes. We've changed clothes.
That's right, in there.
In front of each other.
Clothes.
Yeah. Can't hide the beast.
Yeah. I've only seen Al, I think.
I'm sorry, were you referring to yourself, Al?
Yeah, what?
Let's go to the phone.
Hey, Zoe.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. You?
Doing awesome. How old are you, Zoe?
I'm 13.
You're 13 and you're already wondering if you're crazy or not. Okay, we can do this for
you.
What
do you do?
I eat french fries with yogurt.
Crazy.
Huh. I dip it in my yogurt.
What kind of yogurt? What flavor?
Like strawberry or raspberry.
Wow.
Well, sweet and salty. I get it.
They do go together.
My favorite thing would be to get the big McDonald's french fries and the chocolate milkshake, and you take a bite and drink. So it's kind of the same flavor impact.
I guess it's, yogurt's the same kind of texture as ketchup, so it makes sense.
And British, JC, you know what your fellow Brits do.
What?
French fries and mayonnaise.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So you should love that.
You know what I've
done?
I used to do tortillas and mayonnaise. So maybe British coming in with my Mexican side.
Food combinations might be quirky, but I can't call it crazy.
Do you want to be crazy, Zoe?
Yes.
Okay, you're crazy.
You're crazy
as a loon.
Merry Christmas.
Totally crazy. Super crazy.
Weirdo.
No,
she doesn't want to be a weirdo. She wants to be crazy, Jedi.
That's too far.
It's Wednesday.
Have a wonderful day.
Weirdo Wednesday.
Yeah. Weirdo Wednesday would be good.
You know, kids want to be crazy, so we want to be crazy.
Yeah.
That's what they call. Hey, Crystal.
Hi.
All right, let's find out if you're crazy or not. Hit us with it.
I take apart my sandwiches and hamburgers and eat each part individually. Does that make me crazy?
You Kelly Raspberry crazy. That's what I do.
So you eat the meat and then the lettuce and then the bread by itself?
Yes.
Top down.
Why do you do that?
I've always done that. I've stopped doing it. Depends on the situation. Like if I'm at lunch with business people,
I don't do it.
Yeah,
but if I
in school and stuff, I used to do that all the time. Eat from the top down. I don't know why.
Gosh, I feel like a burger is so good because of all the little pieces together in that one bite. You know, you want a little bit of everything in each bite.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just something. But I don't have to do it. Do you have to do it? Are you able to eat a sandwich all put together?
If I have to, I can, but I really don't like to. It's something about taking it all apart.
I would love to watch you eat a peanut butter and jelly
sandwich. Exactly.
Need a spoon.
You need a spoon for that. Yeah. Just your fingers, I guess.
You're borderline crazy.
I say you're crazy, along with Kelly, Crystal. Yeah. Crazy.
Gosh, crazy light.
I'm so glad I have peanut butter in my purse right now.
Why do you have... That makes you crazy.
No, it doesn't. No, I got a full jar.
I love squirty packs.
A jar.
I got a full jar of peanut butter right now, but crunchy, which is gross.
What's that? Justin's...
Yeah, the squeeze packs, the almond butter.
Almond butter, yeah.
Those are good. No, I got it. I've been in the mood for the PB lately on everything. On an apple, I'm being healthier instead of a sandwich.
Hmm.
But yeah, I have the...
I have the full jar.
Do you know I in Target the other day? They did not have Creamy any brand.
No Creamy?
How ridiculous is that? It's a travesty.
People are
no Creamy.
Out
I don't like crunchy. I wanted it so bad.
You need
I got crunchy.
Crunchy.
They did not have Creamy. It's a preference, JC. No need to be judgmental.
Well, the
I just like
good.
Creamy. But I went for crunchy. I wanted it that bad.
Yeah.
I've almost devoured the whole thing in a week.
Sounds good. Addicted to peanut butter.
Yes.
I've been putting it on apples. It's really good.
I'm telling you, I've been like Justin's vanilla.
Yeah.
Almond butter.
Different
and the
than
maple.
Peanut butter. Very
so
good.
So good.
I like that one too.
You got to be careful though. You can eat all of it. It's a lot. It's good.
Hi, Tori.
So much for healthy when you're eating all
the time. Good morning.
Good morning, Tori. What's your crazy?
So when I am reading a book, if I have to stop for whatever reason, put a bookmark in, I have to apologize to the characters for leaving them in the middle of their life. Does that make me crazy?
You're just emotionally involved.
Yeah.
You're sensitive. You're sensitive to feelings, even fictional characters.
It makes me sad that I have to leave them. Like, I'm talking to a friend, and I'm like, hold on, my kids need me.
What do you do when you're finished with a book? When you've read the final sentence, how do you feel?
There have been times when I have actually written letters to the author to ask them to do a sequel because I'm so invested and I don't want to leave them. Yeah.
I get that. I have put a book down and refused to finish it because I don't want it to be over.
I'll
like leave the last chapter because I'm like, I'm not ready for this to end.
I feel empty.
I've thrown one. Have you thrown it across the room? I've thrown one
because of a crappy ending.
Just because I was very emotional. Yes. I've thrown, after like being invested for days, I just threw it across the room.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hate when
I will usually throw my books if I'm mad what the author did to the character.
Yeah, exactly.
But sometimes I need to cause
drama. They were supposed to end up together.
They didn't, though.
I love your
died?
Passion.
Yeah. Tori, you keep doing that. You're not crazy. Make up your own stories, too, sometimes, you know? I think they went on to do this. The author won't do it.
It's the Indian in the cupboard's fault.
Huh?
He thought all the characters come into life. That's what did it for me. The Indian in the cupboard. You guys didn't read
that? No. Is that a book? Indian in the Cupboard?
Yeah.
I still got to read Girl on the Train.
It's a movie, yeah.
Hey, Ashley.
I read Girl on the Train.
Do you like it?
Do you have a copy of it? I've got a copy of it.
No, I'll read it, though. Because I'm not going to watch the movie because I heard it sucks.
I've got a copy.
Okay.
Hated it.
I still need you to read Red Rising, which is the greatest trilogy of all time.
I'll try to remember to bring Girl on the Train.
Okay. You still talking to homeboy?
Pierce?
Yeah.
Yeah, we homies.
Really?
Yeah. Jenna, he asked how you're doing. I said, she's doing great.
I've been great since he blew me off that one time.
I think he's got a girlfriend now. I think. I didn't ask him.
Man, don't bust a dude like that, dude.
Hey, Ashley.
Ashley?
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 Ashley? Ashley?
Ashley's moved on.
Ashley. But I wanted to talk to Ashley.
She had to go to work. We'll never know if she's crazy.
Maybe Ashley is making us crazy by not talking to us.
I had so many follow-ups.
Yeah.
Hers was she spent a lot of money to find a hobby.
I want
to
know what a hobby was.
What was the hobby, Ashley? Now we'll never know. And that's going to drive me crazy.
Well, that's the thing is people, it's frustrating when somebody says, what's your hobby? Because you're supposed to have hobbies and interests, but you really don't have one. So I can see where you'd spend a lot of money trying to find your hobby.
Should it be more organic than
it
that?
It should be, but sometimes you have to try things to find out if you even like them.
That's what you do. You throw everything up against the wall, see what sticks.
And hope, because there's nothing worse than when you're on your dating profile, what are your hobbies and interests?
I
have none.
Right.
You know, that's hard. You have to fill in something there.
I have a few hobbies.
My hobby's looking for hobbies.
Yeah. That's my hobby.
Going by the hobby shops.
Yeah. Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. I go to the Mojave Desert just to find my hobby.
Mojave.
You're so punny.
Hey, Haley. Haley?
Hello.
Okay. There
you go.
I thought our phones broke. Okay, Haley. I think you're going to be crazy for us, but go ahead and tell us what you did.
Okay, so whenever me and my boyfriend are fighting, he will block my number. So one time I told him I was going to his house, and he blocked my number, so I went there, and he wasn't there, so I drove by his work, and I saw him in the middle of town, so I followed him around, and he tried to, like, lose me, so I went
back to his house to wait for him to get back.
You got into a high-speed chase with your boyfriend?
What part? Where's the crazy part? I don't understand.
I see my boyfriend in my car.
No,
yeah, I don't think, what?
What kind of
waiting for the crazy part. What's your question?
What kind of speeds did you guys reach during this chase?
He tried to lose you.
Well, he drives a Mustang, and I drive, like, a Buick, so he's, like, trying to lose me.
Oh, huh?
Yeah, and how did he lose you? What was his good move?
We were on a back road, so I couldn't...
Oh, my God. Oh, yes, baby, you're crazy.
I feel like
oh, come on.
You lost him on the back road? I feel like this is a Dateline
yes,
story.
I just went back to his house and waited until he got home.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. Then what happened? Then what happened when he got home?
Well, oh, goodness, it's a long story.
Oh, yeah. We got time. Come on, this is interesting.
Did you guys make up?
Please tell me what you did next when he got home.
Okay, so he has security cameras.
Yeah.
So
why?
He already knew. Why does he have cameras?
Yeah,
because of you, yeah.
Okay, so he already knew you were there. So he already knew you were there?
He looked at his phone and saw that I was already there. So he parked his car at his job and walked to his house.
Oh, my God.
And tried to, like, sneak in the back door, but his back door was locked.
Because you'd already checked it.
All dudes' back doors are always locked, yes.
Yeah, so he had no choice but to come through the front, and I was sitting there waiting for him.
Are you guys still together?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
No!
I mean, both of y'all are crazy.
I gotta up the crazy. Oh, man. I love it.
See, Jenna, that's how you get your man right there.
Oh, my God.
Your parents always tell you, chase after what you want.
Yeah, and you get it, girl.
So what was your question? Does that make you crazy?
Yeah, you're crazy, girl.
Chasing my boyfriend in my car, does that make me crazy?
No, because it worked. No.
No, yes.
They are still together
healthy
and in love.
Communication.
Oh, yeah. Every man listening right now is saying yes.
I want to hang out with them. I don't know why.
Oh,
yeah.
I just want to see what's going on there. Haley, you're awesome.
She's outside right now.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. We have another Christmas present for you. Our tree's starting to look bare. And that's because we're getting to the last few.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
Still good prizes and presents.
Yes. And tomorrow we're going to actually do it every single hour. We have 4 presents left for you tomorrow. So every hour you can win.
Blow it out.
Yeah. 20 after every hour. 20 minutes after the hour starts, that's when we'll give it away. But right now we have a gift to give away. Alan, are you there?
Hello, I'm Alan.
I'm here.
There you is.
Hey, what's up,
man?
Hey, buddy.
Welcome, Alan. How you doing this morning?
All right, how y'all doing?
Doing great. Oh, man. See, this is a dude right here.
Yeah. Dude's dude.
Yeah. Oh, man, right here.
Have you taken a look at the gifts under the tree, Alan?
Yeah, I have been.
And what would you like to go with?
I'll take the Amazon Echo Show.
The Amazon Echo Show is all yours, Alan.
You got it, buddy.
It brings everything you love about Alexa. And now she can show you things.
Ooh.
Call anyone hands-free or make video calls. Instantly connect to other Echo devices around your home. Ask Alexa to show you the front door or monitor the baby's room with a compatible camera from Amazon and others. You could turn on lights or the TV, set the thermostat, control Amazon video or on Fire TV. So you basically can control your entire home with this thing. And it's got 8 microphones. It's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. You single or are you married?
Married.
Oh, you married. Yeah. So you could just tell.
It's a strong, silent type.
Yeah,
I can tell. I like that.
You just say, Alexa, play that sexy music for my wife.
And yeah.
Boom, it's on. Yeah, turn the lights, Alexa.
Yeah.
And lock the door.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Alan's going to have a good time.
Make sure the kids don't come in.
Yeah. Alan, you enjoy your Echo, okay, man?
I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Oh, who's that?
Oh,
hi.
That's his wife, I hope.
That was my wife. She's sitting right next to me.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah.
Hey, wifey.
And she loves you, Kelly.
Oh, me?
She said, Kelly, I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Alexa, tell Kelly I love her. What's your wife's name?
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
Okay.
Bye. He's done with us. He wants to. Hold on.
Yeah, give me my prize. Too much going on.
Yeah, so much going on, Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
I voted on, speaking of Allen's, your husband just posted a poll on.
Wasn't that cute?
Yeah. On how to wear his.
Wear
his beanie.
Yeah, his skull cap.
Who knew? There were so many options. I didn't know men went through this stuff.
Yeah. And he forgot about the Ving Rhames with the cap over
to the side. Now you should try to tell him how to do his bit.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right, Kelly.
Al, don't tell Alan how to do his bit.
That's my man.
My man.
Go do his Instagram poll, I guess. Yeah.
Please vote. Please vote. Or he already went on the run, so it might be too late.
Too late.
Coming up next, it's time for a Christmas wish, everybody. Would you donate your kidney to a complete stranger?
Wow.
Because that's what our recipient did. You get to meet them next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Time for another Christmas wish, you guys.
Nice.
All right, let's get going. Let's just jump into it.
Okay.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hi, Courtney. My name's JC. I got Kelly Raspberry and Big Al Mac and Jenna Owens here with me. We're the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hi.
You sound a little apprehensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just doing a survey. Bit. That's all. Mm-hmm. Just a survey of questions. Number one, are you an awesome person?
I don't think so.
I'll answer that for you. The answer is yes, Courtney.
A lot of people think you are, Courtney.
Somebody, we got a letter here that from one of your friends, and you'll find out who it is after we finish the letter, and then we will reveal to you why we're calling you, okay?
Okay.
Jenna, will you do the honors?
I will. I'm excited to. This, Courtney, is for you. And it says, I want to nominate one of the bravest and most selfless women I know, Courtney Powell. Courtney is a mother of five, a wife, and just a truly amazing person. On November 30th, she donated her kidney to a local Lake Ozark police officer. Courtney only knew Shane in passing and still stepped in to give this ultimate gift. Her decision to share her spare is an amazing act of kindness. I wanted to make sure I was reading that right. Her decision to share her spare is an amazing act of kindness. She's a real-life superhero. The recovery process for both will be a long process. Because of the length of recovery time, funds in the Powell household are going to be tight for Christmas. Courtney and her family have cut back costs wherever possible, while she's going to be out of work for the 6 to 12 week recovery. As it was her decision to gift her kidney to another kind soul who serves our community, her husband and kids are also making sacrifices to make it all possible. Courtney and her family deserve an amazing Christmas. Superheroes need a hand sometimes, and that's why I nominate Courtney Powell. Thank you, and that is from Crystal Hunsberger.
And Crystal's on the phone right now. Say hi, Crystal.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
So, Courtney, you donated your kidney to a police officer.
First of all, that's awesome.
Wow. And you didn't even know the man. And he has, I assume he has a family and everything, so you just wanted to make sure he had a good chance at life?
Yes, exactly. He's got four kids of his own.
Did you ever have second thoughts? Because we only get two of those, and if you donate one, then you're left with one. Did you ever have those thoughts?
No, not really. Maybe the day before surgery.
Uh-huh.
What have I done here?
Yeah. You know, a little nervous, but
nobody would blame you for that.
No.
Being nervous.
Yeah.
How are you feeling after the surgery?
Well, it's only been a couple of days, so still a little rough.
Yeah.
We're hanging in there.
Are you still at the hospital right now?
No, we just got home last night.
Okay.
So,
just got home.
Fresh.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you get, like, a right to have speed and not get speeding tickets when you donate a
kidney?
Yeah,
you get a free pass.
I would think so. Free pass. That's what I'm thinking there, Kel.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, you got to tell the judges, I donated a kidney to one of your officers.
Yeah,
they'll let you off anytime.
Yeah.
Well, Courtney, the reason Crystal wrote us is because we do a thing called Christmas wishes. And Crystal's wish is for you and your family to have a wonderful Christmas this year. And she knew that since you just had this surgery, that it would be maybe impossible for you guys to get the presents for all five kids because you guys have a big family. And now what we got to do is we got to get to know your kiddos.
Okay.
So let's start with your youngest one. What's their name?
Nolan. He's three.
Nolan is three. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's Nolan into?
Oh, gosh. Paw Patrol. Thomas.
Oh, Paw Patrol, yeah. What about your second one?
That would be Lily. She is seven.
Uh-huh.
I say Barbies, Shopkins, things like that.
Do you get the Shopkin thing? Because I don't get it at all.
I don't really get it, honestly.
Tiny little things.
They don't even move. They're just little tiny things. Kids love.
Yeah.
All right, so Shopkins. Lily likes the Shopkins. What about your third?
Kaylee. She is 11.
What is she into?
Books, drawing, music. She's into photography this year.
What about your fourth?
My fourth would be Titus. He's 12.
Good job remembering all these names.
Yeah.
Good job remembering your kids.
Yeah, she remembers their ages and everything, too.
Look at you. So what's Titus into?
Minecraft. He's into drawing also. Sonic.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant to draw the fast food play.
Oh, probably Sonic, too. Yeah, who's not into that, right? And your oldest?
My oldest is Brayden. He's 15. Well, he's into all of the Xbox stuff.
And your husband, what's your husband into?
Books.
So he likes reading.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have a smart family.
Yeah. You have artists.
Photographers.
Photographers. And what about you? Is there anything you need, Courtney?
No, nothing. But I do appreciate that a lot.
We didn't even ask. How's the police officer doing, the recipient of your kidney? How's he doing?
Oh, he's doing really good. He actually was up walking before I was. He came down to my room to get me up out of bed.
Wow.
Nice.
Awesome.
Well, our friends at JCPenney are helping us with Christmas wishes this year, so we're just going to give you a gift card, big old gift card, and you take that gift card and you can go to JCPenney and buy your kids and your husband whatever they need. So Nolan can get his Paw Patrol stuff, his toys, maybe some clothes. Lily can get her Barbies and her Shopkins. Kaylee can get some books and maybe
some of everything.
Some music. Titus can get his Minecraft stuff. Brayden, you can. I'm sure find some video games that he doesn't have yet, and put those under the Christmas tree and have a Merry Christmas this year.
So awesome! Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
You're so welcome.
And thank you. Look at you, right? A couple days after having surgery, and you're talking to us.
Yeah, you can't make me laugh too hard.
We're trying not to. Al, stop being funny, Al.
I just want to say thank you, Courtney, for being such an inspiration to me and I'm sure plenty of other people.
Yeah. Right. Everybody says, hey, I'm checking that thing on the back of my driver's license. I'm an organ donor.
Exactly.
But when it comes time to do it, then you have to make that decision all over again.
Well, if you're looking on the back of your license, you might not have a say-so at that point.
Right.
Oh, that's a different one.
Courtney actually had to make the choice to do this, Al. Yes.
Gotcha, Kelly. Thank you for clarifying.
And look, Courtney, we're only helping you get presents for your kids, but you gave that police officer the gift of life. And, I mean, there's no better gift than that. So we thank you for that, Courtney.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you a lot.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you take care.
And you recover. Do that recovery. All right. Follow your doctor's instructions. Make sure everything goes well.
Don't laugh.
Much. I'm trying.
Merry Christmas, Courtney.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
I really can't
but
stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been
so very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my mother will start to
worry. What's your
my hurry? Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So really, I'd better
scurry. Please don't.
But maybe
hurry.
Just half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think
maybe it's bad out there.
Say what's in
no
this
caps
dream?
To be had out there.
I wish I knew how
your eyes are like stars.
To break this spell,
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks well.
I ought to say no, sir.
If I move in closer,
at least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby. Oh, but it's cold outside. I've gotta get
but
home.
Maybe you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a cup.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
glad.
Feel when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of a lifelong
at
story.
Least there will be plenty in play.
If you got pneumonia and
I really
died,
can't
get
stay.
Over that holdout.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.